Clock. Now, SANPAC says it's in the process of appointing an independent investigating body to probe the altercation between top-tier cyclist Nicholas Dlamini and the park rangers. Dlamini was injured when Table Mountain National Park's rangers detained him for allegedly failing to pay the entrance fee at the Silver Mine section of the park where he was cycling on Friday, but they used quite extreme force in detaining him, which resulted in his arm being fractured. And it's understood now that, you know, he had undergone surgery on Saturday, and the five of those rangers that were involved in the incident were placed on precautionary suspension pending the finalization of the investigation. Let's now speak to the acting head of communications at SANPARKS, Ray Takudi, who joins us on the line now. Ray, good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Greetings to you, Clement, and how are you doing?
I'm great, man. What's the latest? Has an independent body been appointed yet to probe this matter?
Yes, we are finalizing that today. As you know, that as a state entity, we need to go through the necessary and mandatory supply chain management processes. So we are finalizing that today. And just to correct you there, the rangers have not been suspended yet. We've just issued them with letters of intention to place them on precautionary suspension.
Okay.
So today we'll be meeting up with them. We'll meet up with them individually just to get their representation in terms of why they should not be suspended.
And obviously after then, that's when you will effect the suspension if you're not satisfied with their reasons on why they should not be suspended.
Certainly, that's what's going to happen.
This must have embarrassed SANPARKS, Ray. Some people now feel unsafe exploring or even cycling in your parks. How do you restore confidence?
I think we should not really generalize at this particular moment. This incident, yes, it is very unfortunate. It is regrettable. And we continue to call upon those that feel that they have not been treated correctly at South African National Parks to come forward and report these kind of things if it's happening to them. We welcome millions and millions of visitors in our national parks on a yearly basis. I mean, last year we welcomed over 6.6 million visitors throughout our national parks. So this incident should not actually be seen as something that's going to happen every now and then. It's really an isolated case, and we are dealing with it thoroughly.
But do you do understand why people would start being concerned now about how the rangers in your parks handle various incidents? You know, and I know there's a conversation that's been started on whether the rangers have been trained to handle such situations properly, because it's in that training and people knowing that they receive the necessary training that they won't be alarmed even when the rangers approach them to try and maybe even enforce some of the laws governing the SANPARKS.
Yeah, no, definitely we understand the concerns of the people. We take note of that. But I must emphasize that rangers are trained accordingly. They go through, training before they are actually, placed in various areas. So as I indicated, this is really an isolated case. People should not really be alarmed. We are working on it, and we'll ensure that, going forward, these kind of incidences are actually handled better.
And how are you going to do that? How are you going to make sure that this doesn't happen again?
Clement, you would agree that each case is actually dealt with according to its merit. So we don't know. Hence, we are putting together an independent investigator to look into this matter. We want to get to the bottom of it to understand exactly what led to this incident, which is quite unfortunate. And they will be able to report back to say, this is what led to this particular incident. We agree that perhaps, how they handled it was not proper. There we agree. We're not taking that away. But we wouldn't want to go into details because we don't want to prejudice against Nick Lamini or some of those rangers. This matter is really a subject of investigation. So let's wait and see what happens. And following that, we'll be able to come back and report to the public to say, this is what happened. And these are the measures that we will be employing going forward in terms of avoiding these kind of things to happen once again.
All right. Look, thank you so much for speaking to us. Ray Takudi there, the acting head of communications at SANPARKS. We'll also have a conversation with, someone else who's worked with Nicholas Dlamini quite closely, because The concern now is that this incident that happened, you know, is now threatening Nicolas Dlamini's dream of participating in the 2020 Olympics. And, you know, so that is another problem, because the Olympics are taking place next year in Tokyo. And that's what he's been training for, with a fractured arm. That may very well not be possible. So we'll speak to someone who really has been working closely with Nicolas Dlamini.